Supplemental reading.
The problem with spammers. The reason for spamming is to make money, but ironically, most people seem to hate spam and usually delete it without reading it. Thus, it is hard to see how spamming could prove profitable. There is a difference, however, between the companies who advertise with spam and the people who do the actual spamming. The company is less likely to make money than the spammer. For example, a business that wants to advertise its products or services with spam might be inexperienced, so it will typically contract with a professional spammer to do the work for them. Spammers usually charge a lot of money for their services, perhaps $375 to spam 500,000 addresses. Because spammers do not need much money to work, only a dial-up internet account, a program to send spam, and a list of email addresses, they will almost always make a profit, whether the company that hired them does or not. The people who write spam-sending software may not be spammers themselves, but their software makes it very easy to send spam. The software is simple and easy to write, and it sells for exorbitant fees. One well-known spam-sending program costs almost $300, which is much more than the amount of time and effort to design such a program would usually merit. Spammers can also make money individually by defrauding the people who receive their spam. A common ruse is to promise some product or service for a very low price, but then refuse to deliver it after the customer has paid for it. Clearly, such types of spammers are not good citizens, and honest companies should not become involved with them. If they do, they can lose not only money, but also loyal customers. In cases like these, only the spammers profit.